everybody.
More about a guest you heard on the radio.
Maybe you're out fishing and missed an episode. Want to catch up? Well, now you can. Facebook.com/Fishing Canada to learn more about your favorite outdoor shows, Fishing Canada Television, and Outdoor Journal Radio. Search the archive and download hundreds of radio episodes.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at ODJ Radio.
And, of course, listen live, the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. More than ever, your definitive guide to the great outdoors.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Angela Wild, Stephen Labadie, Derek Marandale, Jessica Ellis, and now the muchly anticipated return. Haven't heard from him in ages. He's busy. He's a busy guy.
Busy guy, you know.
The lovely Jack Summers from Radio World. Uncle Jack, good morning.
Hey, Angelo, good morning.
How are you doing, bud?
You know, I'm great. I am just profoundly stunned at how... You have no idea how this whole operation that you run actually happens.
Oh, okay. Well, do obviously you do, so share that with me, would you?
Well, it's like I can't. You have a last minute cancellation. Do you have any idea? You say like I'm busy. There is a virtual bench of people, and myself included. Chris Whaley, Steve Medzwicki, I could go on for, there's a virtual bench of people waiting there, chomping at the bit, listening to the show every week saying, well, why doesn't Sean do, meat-based carrots? Why doesn't, Brad talk about this? You know, we're sitting there with all of these ideas and yes. All of a sudden this morning at 10 to 8, the coach, Jonathan Winters, walks by. Taps me on the helmet and says, you're in. Well, here I am. Jump one hand on the boards, jump over, fall flat on my face because my skates are tied together and I got nothing.
I don't think so. You had me right up until the point you said I got nothing. That don't happen with you, man. How you been?
I'm good, man. Like you said, I've been pretty busy. Life is good. Oh. I've had a few weekends off. I'm sitting on the deck at the moment on the Bay of Quinte, just overlooking the water. It's a beautiful, beautiful, like you said, early fall morning. A little bit cool, but the water is calm. There's very little to no wind, and the walleye fishing is on fire out here. It continued all summer, and there's just that fall setup is still going on. I had a very good friend of mine pick an 11-pounder up off of the Glenora Ferry area on that reach.
Yep.
So whether they're coming out of the lake into the bay early or not, I don't know. But that's a pretty big walleye for this time of year.
Jack, I know you and I talked early in the year about the water levels being a major concern, and I'm talking earlier this year. How did things work out with that? Are we back to where we need to be, and when did it get there?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what that needs to be really is. All as I know is that we started the year about 2 3/4 feet, almost 3 feet high.
Yeah.
Or 2.5 feet high, and it actually grows right up until sometime in July.
Yeah.
I've never seen water higher here. So, you know, close to 3 feet high, and then it just started dropping over the course of August. And I would say over the last week or so, it's actually dropped significantly, so they must be opening up dams.
Yeah.
Right now. I think we are about 18 inches lower than our peak, which puts us about, you know, 14 inches higher than where it should be.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe even 24 inches higher than we would normally see at this time of year. So, you know, I think it's a lot about water control. I think that Mother Nature is doing its thing, and who are we to know what normal is?
Well, for sure, because a lot of this stuff is cyclical anyways. And, you know, 100 years ago, stuff was happening that we have we're totally unaware of, and we're thinking we're breaking new water, so to speak, and yet we're not. It's just, it's been there before. And water levels are one of those things. So, anyways, so the fishing's been good, as you say, which is wonderful. That's always the most important thing.
Yes, you know, and so it just speaks of a healthy fishery here. You know, had a great summer bass fishing. The people that were walleye fishing all summer long, you know, very successful, really healthy body of water for fish. A very good year. Not a lot of smalls, you know, some good mid-sized fish all summer long, and it looks like the big girls are coming out to play. Most people I know would take that 11-pound fish, take a quick little picture, and get it back into the water pretty safely, and let it breed for another day.
What, so knowing the Bay of Quinte fairly well in terms of the walleye fishery, and it really starts catching fire when the temperature drops, what are your plans? Are you going to be fishing them late this year?
Well, I don't know. It's going to depend on a few things. I have a bit of a sabbatical. I'm pretty good in the month of September, taking most of my weekends off. Yeah. Come October, the puck drops. And I do have to visit every NHL city from Montreal to Vancouver and provide some technical support and service on their walk-through metal detectors. And then I'm off to Regina mid-October with a crew to provide the electronic security for the NHL outdoor game, the Heritage Classic in Regina on October 26th. So I'm going to be pretty much gone to 3 weeks in October. So we'll see when we come back what November's like. Mr. Bowman and I have been out fishing on Boxing Day and New Year's Eve before, so we'll see.
I guess I'm asking you, I need to know how much time I got before I need to clear out your side of the shed.
I see. I would think tomorrow would be good.
Just kidding, you man.
And if you could pop an extra roll of toilet paper on and some clean hand towels, that'd be great.
That'd be great too. All right, I'll see what I can do.
Part of the rent.
I'll talk the concierge into putting in some more utility products down there.
Well, you're going to need to clear out some space with all the new Garmin products coming on the market.
Well, I want to know about that. That's why we got you, not to talk to you about fishing, for gosh sakes. Talk to me about all this new stuff. What is going on with Garmin?
So, you know what? I don't know where to start and stop because, you know, we started, I can remember a conversation that we had 10 years ago when side imaging sonar just came out, and you said, like, how could we even get better? And
exactly.
And here we are 10 years later, and it gets better and better and better. So the electronics itself, it's staggering. It improves now with this live view in four different ways, and side imaging, down view, all of this kind of stuff. It's staggering. So really, what was the next thing to develop? Cartography, of course, and Garmin buying Navionics last year and have enhanced cartography like no other is world class. And their next and recent most biggest target was trolling motors. So
before we get to trolling motors, hang on. Before we get there, we can't just go away from the mapping thing. Okay, talk to me about the significance of them being Garmin now owning Navionics. What does that mean for Garmin users?
Well, Navionics really had the foothold on cartography across the world, and yep. They really did an amazing job socially getting all of their users together and providing data back onto a playing field that gave us 1 foot bathymetrics really across North America. So we're talking about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lakes that we have 1 foot bathymetrics. You can't have anything better for fishing guys. So Garmin saw this. They, you know, they did some steps to try and recreate this and to make this happen. And of course, we're talking 30, 40, 50, 60,000 users that were supplying this data, verified data. And Garmin says, you know what, this is just too good to be true. They have some amazing apps that they can blend this Navionics information to and take it to the next level, and that's exactly what they've done.
So now, up until this purchase was made and brought online for Garmin, the Garmin users were looking at using the best technology available to man in terms of sonar devices, but they were weak on maps. Now they have the best maps known to man with the best technology known to man together in one unit. And I got to tell you something, and you know, I've been a Garmin guy ever since you got me involved with them, Jack, and it was a struggle up to that point. It was a struggle. They had great electronics, but mapping was sketchy at best. And now that they've combined those two, oh my God, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Well, and not to mention the pinpoint accuracy of the GPS unit itself.
Yeah.
And the, you know, I would bet, and you called yourself a Neanderthal before, trying to navigate chart plotter screens and functions in the past were a nightmare. And you had to be a rocket scientist to be able to use your chart plotter sounder effectively. And nowadays, the intuitive menu system is second to none.
Oh, it's fantastic. All right. So now you mentioned the trolling motors of all things, but do tell.
Well, Garmin, you know, they really wanted to take over this this fishing electronics world by a storm, and they have, just like they have done with, you know, other boats and things like that, OEM market. So they really looked at this, and it took them 3 years to develop a viable product that was a game changer. So now employing brushless motors, so whisper quiet brushless motors, and they've brought out two motors. So the two most popular lengths of shafts, 50 and 57 inch. So a 50 inch shaft for a bass boat, and a 57 inch shaft for a bigger water boat. It's fantastic. Yeah. And then there was always the problem with, well, do I have a 24 volt or a 36 volt? Two batteries, three batteries. And ultimately, they were able to eliminate that with their new brushless motor by having it variable or switchable electronic supply in it. So it is the same motor for either or. If you have a 24-volt boat, it's this motor. If you have a 36-volt boat, it's the same motor. And the efficiency in this new motor and the new electronic technology is second to none. So it's got more power than a higher rated motor because of the brushless motor, and it's 10 times quieter than the older. So you can really sneak up on these fish. And you know, when you used to hit the trolling motor, moving into an area, you'd see the fish go away. The whisper quiet motor allows this to happen with no interference.
And that's got all the other manufacturers scratching their heads. That's the key right there. Because it is like totally quiet, and we're not even used to that. That's even for the angler who's been using a trolling motor all his life. That takes a bit of an adjustment, believe it or not. It's an incredible piece of machinery. When are we going to see some in Canada?
Well, they're starting to hit the market now. They are currently shipping, and it's great, really a great resource. Not only is the motor fantastic, the built-in transducer, it gives you a regular 2D traditional chirp sonar. It gives you down imaging and side imaging all built into the transducer that's with that motor as well. So that's really a first. There's no bulky wires and cables to have to deal with. So that's fantastic news for all of us. And it's actually wireless integration. So there is a wireless foot pedal with it. There is a wireless remote control with it, and it communicates with your chart plotters wirelessly as well.
Now, you mentioned all those transducers. So does it make provisions for all of the possible transducer units that are available with Garmin products?
It sure does. And, you know, and we even talk about the live view there. There are provisions to make that integrate as well.
Wow. Fantastic. And they're available at Radio World, I trust?
They absolutely are.
There you go. We got to get that in there, buddy. You're slipping.
Well, I don't want to push. You know, I'm not that guy. My name's not Sean Kelly, you know.
Yeah, no, leave my poor Sean alone. He's under heat this week.
Meatless, leave alone. What do you think about this? Meatless carrots. Why doesn't Sean do like meat-based carrots or meat-based vegetables? Yes.
Ooh. Yeah. Yes, I think that would be a perfect area for him to start working on, meat-based vegetables.
Yeah.
Get your vegetables.
Wow. Wow.
I like that.
Great idea, Jack.
Yeah. Trademark it.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
all right,
so.
We'll talk about it. My friend, I got to let you run. Listen, we really appreciate you jumping on the ice, although you did fall and make a fool of yourself. But that's okay. the point is you always are there for the team, so we appreciate it. Thank you very much, my friend.
Thanks, man. And a shout-out to my friend Chris Whaley, who's sitting beside me going, oh, man, it wasn't my turn this week.
Take care, buddy. Have fun. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Jack Summers from Radio World, the incomparable Jack Summers from Radio World.
Yes.
You can't beat that.